How about little things, little incidents that you would remember as a student? Did a student stay away from school?
Wasn't any of that. And we were always proud to be on in plays, and we always had opportunities to be in the public, like in home talent plays and things like that. And when it come to graduating, our commercial graduates always had a good job before they ever finished. Mm-hmm. It was really good.
What kind of jobs would girls get?
Well, commercial jobs. They would get secretaries and typing and bookkeeping. Mm-hmm. Bookkeeping mostly.
Did they have a chance to go into things like nursing or?
Oh yes. Well, now we didn't have a nursing school. They have none. Never have had in MENA. The only nursing school we have is the pre-med of that, and that's at the hospital. You get the first year and get some credits for that, that's all.
So they'd have to go away to be a nurse?
Never had nursing.
Uh-huh. Was a nurse, was it an honored profession, like teaching?
Oh, yes, they were. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our Catholic graduates, but even yet today, as old as some of them are. Well, I worked until I was 73 in public work. Mm-hmm. For the state, and then went for the city.
I see.
Worked 5 years for the city.
5 years. I
wish I hadn't quit.
I'd like to ask you more about that in a few minutes, but I'm interested in any other things. For example, how did you punish a child? How did you punish a child in school?
I didn't punish much. Uh-huh. Set them up on the front seat, make them be quiet, or make them. I had a dunce too, where they sat with their back to the children, mm-hmm. and oh, they hated that. Mm-hmm. And that had to be pretty bad. You couldn't keep them from talking or something bad. Mm-hmm. They were good kids. I didn't have any trouble. I never would have had any trouble with the children.
How about in MENA? What did they use for punishment?
For what?
For punishment in MENA.
Well, in MENA they punished. I don't know. I never went to the public school except that year. Normal, of course, I was grown then.
Yes. In the academy.
They didn't get any punishment.
In the academy, did you?
Well, the academy was just make them stay in after school, or give them some extra homework to bring back the next morning all ready, you know.
Never quit. Never did. Do you think they did in the public school?
Yeah.
They did.
They used to, and they don't anymore. Mm-hmm. But in the Catholic school, they were done, and a lot of psychology, as I remember now, of course I didn't know then, was used. They'd punish them in different ways, like a mother would, but never whip them. Mm-hmm. Now my little sister would cry in school. Just cry. Nothing, just sit and cry. Cry out loud. And her sister put her out on a stump outside the schoolroom and said, now we're going to put you out there until you quit crying, and we'll know when you quit crying because we'll quit hearing you. And we want you to cry loud now so we can hear you. and just that's the way they punished. I mean, just different things like that.
Oh, I see. Pretty good psychology.
We couldn't make her quit crying at home, but they can make her quit crying over there.
Do you remember studying history and geography? Do you remember studying history or geography? What I'm interested in is whether the people here consider themselves to be a part of the South or a part of the West. What did you study in geography?
Studied everything in geography.
What did you consider to be the Southern states?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm not too good in geography. Didn't like geography. But when it come to map drawing and to